Dan DJ. When they talk of great hurlers and their praises, they'll sing of the great Jimmy Dyke, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends, they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park, in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Mulcahy.
Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
You shot me down, stepping out all over town, drove me back to drinking in this bar.
I found myself a brand new friend, I'm heading down that road again, I'm working on my next broken heart.
Happy or sad, it's hard to tell, you taught me how.
I'll be somebody's fool again,
working on my next broken heart.
Flirt. He still does a bit of romancing. I asked him
him once how he was so fit. I never seen him yawning. He said, porridge, punch, spuds for your lunch, but you gotta get up in the morning.
Round and round and up and down, the wheel of life keeps turning.
When the day goes bad, I wish I had
never got up in the morning.
Water. There were shouts galore at the Galtymore. We were called to do an encore, so we'll just keep on singing our songs. The new ones we keep learning, and though we get on late, I must relate. We gotta get up in the morning,
round and round and up and down. The wheel of life keeps turning.
When the day goes bad, I wish I had
never got up in the morning.
Round and round and up and down. The wheel of life keeps turning. When the day goes bad, I wish I had never got up in the morning.
I've met some folk who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body is bound to be a dreamer when all the things they love are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him to a land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely see its beauty or its magic. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wonder and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and see the rivers laughing as they go. And then into a humble shack I'll wander, my own sweet home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf fire gathered. On bended knee, the rosary is told. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not for when we are bound to stern reality. And though they paint the good past here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree.
Ah, Christ of the Isle of Innisfree. Gotta get up in the morning by Dex Brokenheart, Declan Ernie, John Bendickel. And then we had Declan Ernie on his own, and that's John McDickle on his own. There we go. Good morning. How you doing? A very happy St. Patrick's weekend to you. Great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well. John Joe Shields of the Ramblers appearing tonight in Alma's Bar at Merkur Bingo Hall in Cricklewood from 9:30. Tomorrow afternoon for St. Patrick's Day, and PJ O'Connor's in Wood Green from 3:30 to 6:30. And from 8 o'clock tomorrow night in the Park Tavern, Tollington Park. Yours truly out about on the roadshow tonight in the Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Wellingarden City, plus Stephen Smith's band, plus a display of Irish dancing. And tomorrow evening from 6 to 9, I shall be in the Red Lion in Walworth Road in South London. Great to have you with us. Hope you're well. Hopefully all is going good today. Hi, Warren Buchanan. Warren, good to have you along. Hopefully that life is going well for you in New Zealand. Bridget Dowling in County Kildare. Hi, Bridget. John Francis Lee. John, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. John McCauley. Hi, John. Good to have you along. Jen Walker. Hi, Jen. Hopefully life in Florida is good. Hello, Don Shepherdson. Good to have you along, Don. Hopefully you're well. And hopefully we have Heather along there as well. Great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're going well for this Saturday. Irish Radio it is. And Warren Buchanan, just for you. Cracky one. Teresa Rogers. Ah, too good to be true.
Sometimes late at night, I wake up dreaming. I reach and feel for him. He's too good to be true. And then I touch the sleeping softness of my angel. I love you. 'Cause he's just too good to be true. But he is. In my arms he reassures me with a kiss. He says I'm everything he's ever looked for in a woman.
Christ, so hi, Warren Buchanan, good old indeed, Teresa Rogers there. Hey, it's too good to be true. It's the eve of St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Weekend. Good afternoon, no, good morning to you, I should say. Today is Corn Dog Day, it's Panda Day, Black Press Day, Everything You Do Is Right Day, Freedom of Information Day, International Sports Car Racing Day, Lips Appreciation Day, Maple Syrup Saturday, also Artichoke Day, Curl Crush Day for curly hair, also Quilting Day, Vaccination Day, also No Selfies Day, Play the Recorder Day, Robert Goddard Day. He was the guy who first invented the first fuel, liquid fueled rocket. It's Save the Florida Panda Day, St. Urhor's Day, also Young Carers Action Day. That's some of the things that it is for today. Brand new song from Nigel Connell. Everybody's Born to Run, brand new release. It's a big sound, it's Nigel Connell, and Everybody's Born to Run. Good to have you along, hopefully you're well, hopefully your day is going well for today, Irish Radio, on this eve of St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's weekend. And boy, big weekend that it is. John O'Shields, the Ramblers, appearing tonight in Alma's Bar at Mercer Bingo Hall in Cricklewood. Appearing tomorrow afternoon from 3.30 to 6.30, Peachy O'Connor's Wood Green tomorrow night from 8. St. Patrick's Day in the Park Tavern in Tollington Park. Today, back in 1968, it was the My Lai Massacre in Vietnam, when US troops ran amok, murdering villagers. Today in 1935, Hitler violates the Treaty of Versailles by introducing compulsory military conscription in Germany. And Today, in 1915, the Federal Trade Agreement Commission in America was organised following the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914. Just some of the things that happened from then. Hello to our good friend Moya Loftus. Moya, very happy St. Patrick's weekend to you. Ah, lovely song. Johnny Loughry, Ave Maria Morales.
A long time ago in the small border town of Nogales, there lived a beautiful Mexican girl named Ave Maria Morales. Her dark hair would glisten and shine when touched by the sun, and she loved a cowboy that told her he worked on a ranch just outside of Tucson. Diamonds he gave to her caused many people to say, how could he give her such diamonds as these on 30 a month cowboy pay? She paid no attention to what they said or they did, 'cause she never doubted he worked on a ranch out of Tucson just like he said. Into Nogales one morning came riding a stranger. He wore a badge on the front of his vest, the new one in town was a ranger. And he showed some pictures of outlaws and bandits he chased, and one of the pictures caused Ave Maria to turn with fear on her face. Ave Maria, it's true what they say, you're cowboys and outlaws with a price on his head. The ranger left town on the trail of the outlaws he haunted. Ave Maria prayed he'd never catch the cowboy she loved and she wanted, 'cause deep in her heart she believed that the ranger was wrong. The outlaw just looked like the cowboy that worked on the ranch just outside of Tucson. True love would never let Ave Maria believe it. And there in her window each evening she'd light a candle and hoped that he'd see it. The years turned her dark hair to silver, but love still lived on. She prayed every night for the cowboy that worked on a ranch just outside of Tucson. One night the town of Nogales was saddened to see the window where Ave Maria would watch was dark where a light used to be. Some love stories live for a while and then they are gone. For over a century, the story of Ave Maria has lived on and on. Ave Maria, if your spirit lives on, I hope you have found him at the ranch just outside of Tucson.
Oh, what a cracking song. Hi, Moya Loftus. Hope you enjoy that. Well, Ave Maria Morales. That's the late Johnny Loughry. Hi, Jeffrey Michael Donoghue. It says, good morning, Jerry from Crosby. Just ran the Crosby Park Run today. Finished fourth in under 20 minutes. I'm running Liverpool Half Marathon tomorrow. Jeffrey, fair play to you. Michael Kevins, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hi, Jen Walker and Michael saying anniversary of the passing of his late wife, Nina Pascone. Very special best wishes to you, Michael. And also Gail Bernard, singer and songwriter extraordinaire. Good to have you along, saying happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Also, Dawn Shepherdson, hi to you. And Fahi, hi to you, Anna Manchester. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully all is going good for today. Irish Radio it is on this Saturday. Hopefully all going well. Hi, Terry Mitchell in Hornchurch and all the Mitchell clan requesting this one. Good song. Rolly Dangles. Ah, the roses for today.
I surprised her at work today and brought her a red rose, and for an hour we slipped away and had lunch just for two. Well, no, I didn't get the job today, so that new dress will have to wait. And though she planned to wear it Sunday, she just smiled and said, okay. She knows the rose is for today, but my love is for always. And a rose is all I can give till better times come our way. She knows I'll still be needing her long after all the petals fade. The rose is for today, but my love is for always. When we're home and the day is done, she holds me close, cause she knows I'm down. Talking low and letting feelings show, she says my love is all that counts. But I want a mansion to shelter her, and babe, we'll have it all someday. That red rose, I promise you a bouquet. She knows the rose is for today, but my love is for always. And a rose is all I can give till better times come our way. She knows I'll still be needing her long after all the petals fade. The rose is for today, but my love is for always. The rose is for my love is for always.
Ah, the rose is for today. Great one, Rolly Daniels. John O'Shields, the Ramblers, Alma's Bar at Merkur Bingo Hall in Cricklewood from 9:30 tonight. Tomorrow, PJ O'Connor's in Wood Green from 3:30 to 6:30 tomorrow night. For St. Patrick's Night from 8 till 8 to the Park Tavern in Tullington Park. Sheila Mannion, thank you indeed for the email. Please have a dedication played today. A very, very happy birthday to Sally. Sally, hope you have a lovely day full of celebrations and full of cake too. Happy St. Patrick's Day to Sally, Carla, Mary, Teresa, all the families, all the listeners and all of the team on today's show. May you all have a great day full of celebration. May you all have a year full of great blessings and good luck for sure. Looking forward to all of the shows and the wonderful songs as ever. From Sheila, Michael and all the Mannions from Wembley and around the world, many thanks as ever and happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Kind regards from Sheila and Michael Mangan. Sheila, Michael, thank you very much indeed for the email and Sally, a very, very happy birthday to you. Listen, have a great day. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day also. Great. I'm Brian Mullen. St. Patrick's Day.
Follow the sound of the marching band. Millions of feet walking throughout the land. For some it's for drinking, for some it's for pride. For some it's the way to feel Irish inside. I polish me shoes, pin my shamrock on tight. To mass I will go, then it's off for the pints. Meet all my friends as we share this great day. I'm proud to be Irish, it's St. Patrick's Day. It's St. Patrick's Day, let the tricolours fly. Let the rivers run green, wear your shamrock with pride. From New York to London, from Sydney to Perth, Chicago to Boston, to the land of our birth. Sing songs to remember, play tunes from the past. The low-lying fields to the green fields of France. The lonesome boatman let the tin whistle cry on Raglan Road to old Ballyboy. Building each nation with hard-working hands, men from each province throughout this land. Humble providers till our dying day. We thank you, St. Patrick, on your special day. It's St. Patrick's Day, let the tricolours fly. Let the rivers run green, wear your shamrock with pride. From New York to London, from Sydney to Perth, Chicago to Boston, to the land of our birth. I've travelled to countries that were dry and obscene, unlike our island, so small and so green. But I heard a calling my forefathers say, return to dear Ireland, it's St. Patrick's Day. It's St. Patrick's Day, let the tricolours fly. Let the rivers run green, wear your shamrock with pride. From New York to London, from Sydney to Perth, Chicago to Boston, to the land of our birth. Gave me a fortune, raise your glass and then say, Slánte to Ireland, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, great song. Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day, Brian Mullen. Song released, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I think it's probably 3 years ago now. Self-playing composition, good one it is too, on St. Patrick's Day. Irish Radio, it is. Hi, DJ Liz Maddox. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully all going good with you. And once again, we say hello to have a very happy birthday to Sally. Have a lovely day full of celebrations and cake. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Carla, Mary, Teresa, all the families all listening in and the team today. And may you all have a great day full of celebration and best wishes to you. Looking forward to all the shows and the wonderful songs as ever from Sheila Mannion, Sheila, Michael and all the Mannions in Wembley. Great to have you along. Hopefully that you will. Hi, John Leahy saying for all those listening in Australia from Fergal Flaherty, my heart's in Ireland today. No problem, John. We'll get that for you. Have a great weekend. All listening, getting ready on the way to Mullingar. John, have a great time in Mullingar and the celebrations for St. Patrick's Day and all the rest of us. Very good morning. Great to have you at the St. Patrick's weekend.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140 always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. Telephone 020 8965 4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. Telephone 020 7639 3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6. Telephone 020 7624 2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday. Open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham opens 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick Hams and cooked Limerick Hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market. 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Well, I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler.
Hi, this is DJ Terry here. Join me on Irish Radio every Tuesday, 7 to 9, and Saturday, 1 to 3, straight after the Jerry Byrne Show on irishradio.org.
My boss says no dice, son, you gotta work late.
I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Hi, Ger O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my 4 shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Tuesday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Wednesday night from 10 until midnight. Or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me, Oscar.
Back in the day, when you called me up, said, come on down to the pub. There's a band coming in and there's a crowd about. That lassie will be there who you're mad about. I would know I was set for a quiet night in cup of tea by the fire, watching Tommy Tiernan. God, if I had known what wouldn't be allowed, what I wouldn't do for a candy and a crowd. Oh, tight, hold steady, get yourself ready. Make a party plan. The guitar and drums and the dancing and the fun. And the crack is back again. Oh, the crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Our tight, hold steady now. Get yourself ready for the crack is back again. Facial mass will shortly be a modern social history. Feet, shake hands and realize you don't have to sanitize. A Ryanair flight to Paris, France. An overnight at a match or a dance. Breathe fresh air, kiss a stranger. Corona's a beer, there's no danger. Hold tight, hold steady now, get yourself ready. Make a party plan. The guitar and the drums and the dancing and the fun. And the crack is back again, oh. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady now. Get yourself ready for the crack is back again. when lockdown life was getting you low. Netflix binges making you slow. Social distance felt so strange. We're waiting for the world to rearrange. Okay, no steady, no, get yourself ready. Make a party plan. Guitar and drums and the dancing and the fun. And the crack is back again. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady, now get yourself ready. For the crack is back again. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady, now get yourself ready. For the crack is back again. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady, now get yourself ready. The crack is back again.
Ah, Christ, also brand new on Seamus Moore. The crack is back. Cracky stuff, brand new on there from Seamus Moore. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully all going good for today. Hi, Rita. Thank you indeed for the email. Hoping you're well. It's bright and sunny in Amersham today. Please play Yellow Roses at 11:45 from my sister Christine and good friend Alice. Saying hello to you. Christine, thank you indeed for the email. Saying very special best wishes to one and all, and dear sister Rita, rather under the weather this week. Hopefully the sunshine and will spur her on to socialise with friends at Mansell House. Looking for a particular song. I shall do my best to get that one for you later on from Dagenham O'Donnell and Mary Duff. Hello to songbird Alice of Feltha. Best wishes to you from Christine, with Ginger Tom William sitting in the garden bench and little Charlie Pumpkin bouncing around indoors. Christine, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. And for Rita, this is Mary Duff and Yellow Roses. Good morning.
Did you have to go?
Christ of Yellow Roses. Hi to Rita and hi to Christine. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Yellow Roses there from Mary Duff. Irish Radio, it is. Very, very good morning. Hopefully you're well for this St. Patrick's weekend. Tonight I shall be in the Shamrock Club from music from around 7. Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Welland Garden City, plus the Irish Dancing Display, plus Stephen Smith and his band. Sure to be a great St. Patrick's party night. And Jonto Shields, the Ramblers, tonight he's in Alma's Bar at the Merker Bingo Hall in Cricklewood. Tomorrow, P.G. O'Connor's Wood Green from 3.30 to 6.30 in the Park Tavern, Tollington Park, from 8 o'clock until late. Today, back in 1942, recording artist Fats Waller records the Jitterbug Waltz in New York. In addition to this song, some of his other hits included Honeysuckle Rose and the Valentine Stump. If you're a certain vintage, you'll probably remember Fats Waller. He's a huge, huge artist from back in the day. A very, very good morning. We say Jennifer Walton. Hi, Jennifer. A very happy St. Patrick's weekend to you. As requested by your son, Jeffrey. This is Daniel O'Donnell. Where those mountains are born, sweep down to the sea.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight. What the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat. But there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I've found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, fit they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here at the head of the force. Sure, I met him today. I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morns sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked with regard to the same, But if at those roses you ventured to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea.
Ah, Jennifer Walton, hi to you. Jennifer from your son Jeffrey has requested "Where Those Mountains Are Born Sweep Down to the Sea." Daniel O'Donnell. Hi, John Foley, thank you indeed. Contacts from the windy city of Chicago. Listening in to the shows as much as I can. I'd like to wish all my family and friends in London and wherever they are in the world a very happy St. Patrick's Day. I see your friends with Lana Gibson, who's my godmother's daughter. Small world, isn't it? Just on the day, ship. Happy St. Patrick's Day. John Foley, John, in Chicago. Great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully that all is going good. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Nancy Walsh. Nancy, thank you indeed for the goodwill wishes. Great to have you along. Hopefully that you're going well for today. PJ Cummings, hi PJ. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. That song I will get for you a little bit later on. Hopefully that all is going well with you. Irish Radio it is on this Saturday morning of St. Patrick's weekend. Great to have you along. John Doris, hi to you. John, good to have you along. Sylvia McSee, great to have you along. Listening for work with our craft session. Good to have you along, Sylvia, and all the clan. Great to have you with us. John Doris requesting this one. A whole collection of Irish artists from a late, late show recording. Take me home, those country roads.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
All my memories gathered round her.
Miner's lady, stranger to blue water.
Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads,
I hear her voice in the morning hour she calls me.
The radio of my home far away.
Driving down the road, I get a feeling should have been home yesterday. Yesterday.
Country roads, take me home.
Take me home
to the place.
To the place.
I belong, I belong. West Virginia.
Take me home, those country roads. That's a huge collection of Irish artists. Numerous people in there. featured on that one. Nathan Carter, Angelo O'Donnell, Derek Ryan, Dominic Kerr, and numerous others in there. And take me home those country roads. Anne Fahey in Manchester, good to have you along, Anne. Hopefully that life is going well for you for today, for this Saturday. On the way at 12, got a little rundown of the weekend news across Ireland. Today, back in 1945, it was the end of the Battle of Iwo Jima in the Pacific Ocean in World War II between Japanese and the US Army. And today, back in 1953, Marshal Tito of Yugoslavia is the first communist head of state to visit Britain. Just some of the things that happened. Irish Radio, it is. Simon Foster, hi to you, Simon. Hopefully that you're well. Good to have you along. Requesting this little piece, Foster and Allen. There we go, that's Foster and Allen and the Knights of St. Patrick. The Knights of St. Patrick and also the Irish Washerwoman. Ticket Source News, cracking piece of music, John Joe Shields, The Ramblers, The Lilting Fisherman. Jonjo, she's the Ramblers, Lintic Fisherman. Jonjo and the Ramblers appearing tonight at Alma's Bar at Merkur Bingo Hall in Cricklewood from 9:30 tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, St. Patrick's Day from 3:30 to 6:30 in PJ O'Connor's in Wood Green, and tomorrow night from 8 in the Park Tavern in Tullington Park.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Weekend news roundup across Ireland. US President Joe Biden has made clear that his country will continue to support Israel, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said. The two leaders discussed the conflict during a meeting in the White House. Mr. Varadkar told media after the meeting that the US is working to try and secure a ceasefire for Ramadan. He had earlier called on the United States to work with Ireland to push for peace in the Middle East. Former President Mary Robinson had called on the Taoiseach to urge the US to end its military and financial support for Israel during his meeting with Joe Biden. A man who claimed he fell on top of his wife, on top of his wife's friend, has been jailed for 7.5 years for raping her on what the judge described as an act of violence and revenge. Aidan Kestel, age 55, of Briarswood Lawn in Dublin 15, was convicted of raping Paula Doyle in September of 2019. Ms. Doyle told the court that she had become a walking corpse in the aftermath of the attack. A 38-year-old former Garda who severely beat and verbally abused his wife and her two children over a 12-year period has been jailed for 6 years. Mark Doyle pleaded guilty to 6 charges of assault causing harm to his former wife and 2 stepchildren between 2008 and 2019 while he was a serving Garda. 7 male immigrants were discovered in a trailer at Rosslare Europort in County Wexford on Friday morning. Garda said they are investigating possible immigration offences in connection with the discovery. Hundreds of international protection applicants who are sleeping in tents in a makeshift camp outside the International Protection Office in Dublin have been bused to alternative accommodation on Saturday morning. Garda have been granted orders extending the detention of 10 men arrested in connection with what they believe was an attempt to import a large quantity of drugs into the state of the West Cork coast on Thursday morning. All 10 of the men, who range in age from mid-20s to mid-50s, were brought before a special district court sitting in Bandon, West Cork. A 5th case of measles has been confirmed in Ireland by the HSE's Health Protection Surveillance Centre. No further details have been provided. Organisations and individuals have until the 5th of April to contribute to consultations on the development of a new Leaving Certificate subject, which aims to allow students to develop their knowledge of climate science, of the damage and loss caused by climate change, and of the ways in which the impact can be mitigated or adapted to. There was ample time and opportunity to save the life of an IRA man who was accused of informing and shot dead by the organisation, his family has said. Michael Carney was found dead on the Fermanagh border on the 11th of July 1979. The IRA later issued a statement accepting that he had not passed information and that it had shot him in the wrong. The case was one of those investigated by Operation Canova. Police have frozen 4 bank accounts in an investigation into the criminal activities of the West Belfast UDA. 4 accounts frozen belong to one individual and contained a total of over £41,000. Garda and Monaghan are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a body. The body of a man in his 20s was found in a laneway on the outskirts of the town. A man has been told he must serve a minimum of 21 years in prison for the murder of Roy Reynolds, whose body was dumped in a reservoir in County Antrim in 2022. Michael Campbell, age 34, whose address was given as McGarbury Prison, admitted the murder as well as a 2nd charge of attempting to prevent the burial of a body. A 41-year-old man has appeared before Killarney District Court charged with assault causing harm to a man and a woman, as well as aggravated burglary and production of an article in the course of a dispute on the 11th of March. All 3 people, the accused and the injured parties, were known to each other, the court was told. A 49-year-old Dublin man has been jailed for almost 7 years after he flew to London to meet a 6-year-old girl and sexually abuse her. However, the child was fictitious and Adrian O'Reilly was communicating with a London police officer. When O'Reilly, who worked as an accountant, flew over from Ireland on the pretense of meeting the child, he was arrested by Met police officers at the rendezvous point in Stratford. A 40-year-old man has appeared in court charged with falsely imprisoning a woman who was allegedly abducted in County Wicklow on Tuesday morning. Carl O'Reilly of Higginstown Woods, Granard in County Longford appeared at Bray District Court. A video of a shocking incident which has gone viral on social media shows a man being allegedly assaulted by a gang of 3 men, with 2 of them wearing masks and the 3rd wearing a motorbike helmet.
One of the attackers is seen with a bolt cutter. The three men then sped off from the scene on a motorbike. The EU Court of Justice has fined Ireland €4.5 million for delays in incorporating the European Electronic Communications Code into national law. The code establishes a set of updated rules to regulate the internal market for telecoms network services and associated facilities. Charity campaigner and former RTE journalist Charlie Bird has been remembered as an inspiration, a national treasure and brave beyond words at a service in Dublin to celebrate his life. The father of two died on last Monday, aged 74, after a long battle with motor neuron disease, which he was diagnosed with in October of 2021. Irish construction workers abroad are being urged to return to Ireland to help with home building targets. A total of €750,000 is being provided for the Careers in Construction programme, which will also try to counter negative assumptions about a career in construction. Conor Nogueira has criticised the British Post Office after it refused to send a parcel because the address was written in Irish. A musician from Belfast, Gráinne Holland, went to the post office in High Street in Belfast city centre to send a parcel to Letterkenny, County Donegal. The package had the air code on it, but Miss Holland was told that it could not be accepted because the address was in Irish. She was asked to translate the address and the worker in the post office wrote it in English. The aviation regulator has warned against unauthorised flights by drone operators or pilots over St Patrick's Day parade in Dublin on Sunday. And that's it, just some of the news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
St Patrick came to Ireland in 432. He tried to make a Christian out of me and out of you. Held up the bits of shamrock, frightened all the snakes away. And that's why we still celebrate Paddy's Day.
Paddy's Day, a Paddy's Day. We're going to have the crack and put a few pints away. We'll march down the town with the shamrock on our chest. Cause we are all Irish and us Irish are the best. Paddy, Paddy, Paddy.
Upon the hill of Slane, the tarry king he saw it, and nearly went insane. And very soon St. Patrick, the king he did convert. That's why we still have people a praying down in Clonfert.
A Paddy, 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 a Paddy, Paddy's Day. A Paddy, 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 a Paddy, Paddy's Day.
St. Patrick came to Ireland in 432. He tried to make a Christian out of me and out of you. Held up the bits of shamrock, frightened all the snakes away. And that's how we still celebrate Paddy's Day.
Paddy's Day, a Paddy's Day. We're going to have the crack and put a few pints away. We'll march down the town with the shamrock on our chest. Cause we are all Irish and us Irish are the best. Oh Paddy, Paddy, Paddy.
In 432, he tried to make a Christian out of me and out of you. Held up the bits of shamrock, frightened all the snakes away. And that's how we still celebrate Paddy's Day.
Paddy's Day, a Paddy's Day. We're going to have the crack and put a few pints away. We'll march down the town with the shamrock on our chest. As we are all Irish and us Irish are the best.
Ah, crackers of Paddy's Day. That is Richie Kavanagh. Cracking one that always gets an airy in around this time of year. Hi to Michael Carney, all the Meath Association. They'll be in the St Patrick's Day Parade in London tomorrow in, I think it's A4 section. Claire Sturley, thank you indeed for the email. And Claire says, morning, Jerry. Just to let those Dublin listeners listening in that the Dublin Association London will be in the St. Patrick's London Parade tomorrow, lining up order A8 near the front of the parade along Piccadilly, close to Green Park Station. All are welcome. Come join us, ye dubs, for that's all the Dublin crew from marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow. And well done also, Little Mind and Mead Association, they're also in the parade. Doesn't really matter where you are in the parade, it's the taking part that accounts for it. Sylvia McSee, hi to you. Ah, beautiful song this. Martin Ruddy and Mary Rose, Partners in Rhyme.
We have travelled all so many roads together. Play the stage in every kind of weather, and the songs we sing are from our hearts, our thoughts in every line. You and I, we're partners in.
And don't know what to do, that's the time I find that my good friends are few. But I know you're there to listen, I know you'll always take the time. You and I, we're partners in rhyme. You and I, we're partners in rhyme. Always there for each other, anywhere, anytime.
Fabulous version of that song. Mary Rose, Martin Ruddy, Partners in Rhyme. Hi, Sylvia McSee. Good to have you along. DJ Liz Maddox, where it's still raining buckets in Cork. The amount of rain you people have had is, we've had a lot, but boy, nothing like it appears to have been in Cork. Today, back in 1965 in Canada, Dr. William Kerr of Toronto's Department of Surgery reported the first ever biochemical link between cancer and cigarettes. Today in 1968, Robert F. Kennedy, brother of the assassinated President John F. Kennedy, announced that he was running for the Democratic presidential nomination. And today in 1972, an author, Irving, had admitted in a court that has yet to be published biography of the millionaire Howard Hughes was a complete and total fraud. Oh dear. Irish radio it is. It's the wearing of the green, why not?
It was on St. Patrick's Day in the grand old USA that a crowd had gathered round to hear the band. They played the latest songs to greet the happy throngs. Then someone shouted, play an Irish tune. Then the big brass band down in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green. And it seemed to send a loving message across the seas that rolled between. And every Irishman shook another by the hand, and each eye a tear was to be seen. When that big brass band out in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green. They came from Donegal, Galway, Leitrim and Mayo, from Dublin, Kerry, Cork and County Down, from Sligo, Carlow, Clare, Kilkenny and Kildare, Fermanagh, Cavan, Derry and Tyrone, Roscommon, Longford, Louth, Meath, Wicklow, Wexford, Leash and Offaly, Tipperary, Limerick, Antrim and Armagh, Waterford and Monaghan and Westmeath, they're all so grand, from all corners of our dear old Ireland. Then the big brass band down in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green. And it seemed to send a loving message across the seas that roll between. And every Irishman shook another by the hand, and each eye a tear was to be seen. When that big brass band down in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green. Ceased to play that Irish melody, sure the shouts were like the sounds of cannons roar. Then we threw our hats on high, everyone began to cry, would you play that Irish melody once more? Then the big brass band down in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green. And it seemed to send a loving message across the seas that roll between. And every Irishman shook another by the hand, and each eye a tear was to be seen. When that big brass band down in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green. When that big brass band out in Yankee Land played the wearing of the green.
Ah, Christ, of Sean Wilson there on the wearing of the green. Irish radio it is. Tonight, by the way, in Kilburn, there's a St. Patrick's Gathering, Council of Irish County Associations, admission £10, Maisel Social Club, Kilburn. They present their gathering for St. Patrick's tonight. From 8 to 11, meet friends old and new and enjoy the crack. Danske Music to the Bannerman. Raffle on the night, special prizes. Dress code, wear something green. So go along to the Maisonot Social Club tonight. Note in there from John Gilson. Good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well. Irish Radio it is. Cracking song this. Paddy Canavan, I should say. He's from Carrigmore. Lovely, lovely song. Original one of his too. It's called My Own Carrigmore. Carrigmore, little village in County Tyrone.
These big city lights are far behind me. I'm crossing over the great sea white. I'm going back now to the place I call home, to the land of O'Neill, it's my County Tyrone. For I still see the mountains round Aupamaroy, and the hills of Tusala, where I played as a boy, the lowlands of O'Cregan, the white hairs and folklore, and the town I was raised in, my own Carrigmore. I call in with old neighbours that once knew this young man, recall all the old days, I drop a tay in the hand, and I listen to stories I've heard times before, or I'd be glad to be back now in old Carrigmore. I still see the mountains round Aupamaroy, the hills of Tusala, where I played as a boy, the lowlands of O'Cregan, white hairs and folklore, and the town I was raised in, my own Carrigmore. The graveside of loved ones who are gone before me, not with us today, and I'll ask them to guide me like I've done times before, for I'll end out my days in old Carrigmore. For I still see the mountains round Aupamaroy, and the hills of Tusala, where I played as a boy, lowlands of O'Cregan, white hairs of folklore, and the town I was raised in, my own Carrigmore. Oh, I still see the mountains round Aupamaroy, the hills of Tusala, where I played as a boy, the lowlands of O'Cregan, white hairs of folklore, and the town I was raised in, my own Carrigmore.
Ah, crikey song there. My own Carrigmore. That's Paddy Canavan. Original song by him. Good one it is too. Irish Radio, it's good to have you along. Hopefully that life is going well for you for this Saturday, St. Patrick's weekend.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Gerry Byrne. Streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Hi, Tom Amore. It's good to have you along. Hopefully that life is going well for you. Irish Radio it is. Ah, it's a big one, the Tumbling Paddies. Hey, it's just the way I am.
Dreamer, but I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars. As I'm last to leave the bar, spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way.
Winner of the Irish Radio Award for Song of the Year, but it's the Tumbling Paddies and Just the Way I Am. Pat Hobbs, hi Pat, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully all going good. Irish Radio on this Saturday morning of St. Patrick's weekend. Pleasant Saturday, I'll have to say, some sunshine and looking good in this part of the world. Today, back in 1976, the British Prime Minister Harold Wilson shocked the political world by announcing his resignation after being the Labour leader for 13 years and Prime Minister for almost 8 years. Today in 1978, the former Italian Prime Minister Aldo Moro was kidnapped in Rome by Red Brigade's terrorists. He was later assassinated. And today, back in 1978, also the Imoco Cadiz, if you're that vintage, you'll remember these facts, wrecked off the coast of Portsall in France, losing 68 million gallons of oil, which caused an environmental damage to 240 miles of France's Brittany coastline. And today, back in 1985, Terry Anderson, the Middle East correspondent for the Associated Press, was kidnapped in Beirut in Lebanon by Islamic militants. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Anne Fahey, Just For You in Manchester. Ah, it's a three-leaf shamrock.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's morn. On
key. A lass was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand she held an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parting words were, darling, look at these and think of me. Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and marry thee. Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand in mine, just before that we had parted, looked with loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parting words were, darling, look at these and think of me. Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and marry thee. But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. To my coat I'll wear your emblem. Love, no matter where I be. Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and marry thee.
Ah, Christ of Sean Connery, Three Leaf Shamrock and Fahy, you say, was played at your late husband's funeral. Cracking song. Always gets an earring around this time of year, the Three Leaf Shamrock. Sean Cuddy, his version of it. George O'Shea's The Ramblers playing tonight in Alma's Bar at Merkur Bingo Hall in Cricklewood from 9.30. Tomorrow afternoon from 3.30 to 6.30, PJ O'Connor's in Wood Green. And tomorrow night for St Patrick's Night from 8 to 8 in the Park Tavern, Tollington Park. Yours truly out of the Radio Roadshow tonight from 7 in the Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Wellingarden City in Hertfordshire. And tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 in the
Red Lion in Walworth Road. Looking forward to that. James Blair, how you doing, James? Good to have you along. Phyllis McSweeney, good to have you on, Phyllis. Late back from the hairdressers. The hair is looking good, Phyllis. Hopefully see you somewhere along the winding path. Today, back in 1988, a gunman opened fire and threw grenades into a crowd of mourners at Milltown Cemetery in Belfast, Northern Ireland, killing three mourners, injuring at least 50 attending the funeral of IRA members who were shot in Gibraltar. It happened today back in 1988. Just some of the things from today back in the day. Very good afternoon. Great to have you along.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. Telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. Telephone 020-7639-3095 and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6. Telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham opens 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Away the joys, country, Caliban.
DJ Liz Mallett here. Please join me for my new show every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the best in country music, right here on irishradio.org.
Well, I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler.
Hi, this is DJ Terry here. Join me on Irish Radio every Tuesday, 7 to 9, and Saturday, 1 to 3, straight after the Jerry Byrne Show on irishradio.org.
My boss says no dice, son, you gotta...
It's a great day to be Irish, a great day to be alive. You're the envy of the whole world when there's Irish in your eyes. Wherever you may travel, wherever you may go, remember when you're on the field of battle and you're up against the crowd, have courage and remember that you're Irish and be proud. Shoulder to shoulder, we'll get behind the team and sing this song together. for the shamrock and the green.
It's a great day to be Irish, a great day to be alive. You're the envy of the whole world when there's Irish in your eyes. Wherever you may travel, wherever you may go, remember where you came from and let the whole world know. And when Irish eyes are smiling and your heart is filled with pride, may the luck of the Irish be always on your side. And when Irish eyes are smiling and your heart is filled with pride, may the luck of the Irish be always on your side. May the luck of the Irish be always on your side. It's a great
Craig, a song, Justin McGurk, re-released that one for the St. Patrick's Day, The Luck of the Irish. And hopefully it's good luck to the Irish in the final match in the Six Nations Cup today. In 2010, Michael Jackson's estate has signed the world's biggest recording contract 9 months after the singer's death. The $250 million deal was for up to 10 recordings by 2017. It's a huge bet of the singer's continuing popularity with people who weren't familiar with his earlier works. It will give Sony the rights to sell Jackson's back catalogue and previously unreleased tracks, as well as the soundtrack to a concert movie which Jackson was working on when he died. It will allow Sony the right to exploit Jackson's music in video games, music park rides, television adverts, memorabilia and DVD compilations. Needless to say, today's streaming work as well. Today, back in 2011... 41-year-old hip-hop and R&B star Nathaniel Hale, known as Nat Dogg, died after complications from two strokes. And today, in independence activists in Venice organised an online poll to gauge opinions of Venice and the surrounding area on breaking away from Italy, as requested. Hi, Ken Roberts. Just for you, latest release, Gondi Humphrey's Beautiful Berlin, cracking song up.
I have longed to discover a haven of rest, where the sun sinks by night in that land of the west. I have looked for a rainbow beneath cloudy skies, and the wild loving prairie is spangled with fire. I have hiked through the north where the handy pines grow, amidst the wolves and the bears, the black winter snow. I have traveled all climates, but none could I see like the night in November when the people were free. City they call Berlin, I have slumbered beneath palm groves and clear running streams, but the sounds from the one sea are haunting my dreams.
I've mixed with the dancers my sorrow and wrath. But there's none like that mansion who's here by my side. I'll hike through the north way and the pines grow neath the wolves and the bears in the black winter snow. I'll travel all climates with none good I see, like the night in November when the people were free. There's none in the land more exciting to see than the wall coming end of the free.
Ah, just crying stuff there. Gundy Humphreys, beautiful Berlin. Hi, Ken Roberts. Ken, good to have you with us. Listen, I hope you're well. Hopefully all going good. Sean Gallagher, right to you, Sean. Hope you like this verse. It's good one. Liam Mannering, his version of So Afraid of Losing You Again. Fabulous song. Margaret Kane, Margaret Keane, good to have you along, Margaret.
Sometimes I want to throw around you, then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you again. Close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you. If heaven were to hear my heart's confessions, wanting you would be my greatest sin. So I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so afraid of losing you again. Oh, being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. I'd love to wake up in again.
Great version, Liam Mannering. Hope you like that version, Sean Gallagher. Sean, good to have you along. I'm so afraid of losing you again. Did you know that Africa is so huge it actually spans all four hemispheres and covers nearly 12 million square miles? Believe it or believe it not.
Thank you. carrying bricks and mortar, and the pay is 15 bob. I rise up in the morning, I get up with full heart, and as I'm walking down the street, I hear the girls remark,
"Hello, Patsy Fagan," you'll hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, and no one can deny. You're rare and scared and give me care, and decent Irish boy."
There's one among you who'd like to marry me. I'll take her to a little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress her up in satin and please her all I can, and let the people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
"Hello, Patsy Fagan," you'll hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland that no one can.
Oh, that song is as old as time, it really is. That's Patsy Fagan, Derek Ryan there in his version of the song. Did you know that human beings can only use a very small fraction of the Earth's water? 71% of planet Earth's surface is covered by water. Humans can only use 0.007% of that water. That's because only 2.5% of Earth's water is fresh water, and only 1% of that is accessible. The rest of the 2.5% is made up of glaciers and snow fields, etc., etc. John Sheets of the Ramblers is appearing tonight in Alma's Bar at Merkur Bingo Hall in Cricklewood from 9.30. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. In the afternoon from 3.30 to 6.30, he's in P.J. O'Connor's, John Joe and the Ramblers, P.J. O'Connor's Wood Green. And then from 8 to 8 in the Park Tavern in Tullington Park. I'm out and about with the Radio Roadshow tonight, Saturday, Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Wellingard at City, plus Stephen Smith and his band, plus the display of Irish dancing. And tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 on the Red Line, Walworth Road. Now this one, there's Paddy Connery. Oh. Ireland, I'll always return home.
Wanders off this world are scattered far and wide, but just travel around on their inside and your heart will fill with pride. From Antrim down to Glendalough, we door to Skibbereen, we have so many wonders of our own to be seen. This really is God's country, his kingdom here on earth. Just west of the Irish Sea, he laid his finest work. Let's go, Ireland, 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 if ever. Have to clip some more.
and the Giant's Causeway too, and the National Park in Kerry, oh, just to name a few. It was my greatest day when my ancestors found their way to the shores of dear old Ireland, and they settled here to stay. Let's go Ireland!
Ah, Craig, go there. Paddy Connery, Ireland, I'll always return home. Don't forget, vote for your favourite three songs on the charts. You can do so up until 3 o'clock today. All you can do is click on the link on the website, click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, Gerald Bryce Facebook page. Vote for your favourite three songs. Every single vote counts. I'll be doing the charts tomorrow from 11 o'clock here on Irish Radio. Anthony Murphy, Tony, how are you doing? Good to have you along. Hopefully life is good. I'm at about, tonight as I mentioned, Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Welling Garden City, tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 in the Red Line on Walworth Road in London, if you fancy joining me. Hello Larry and Catherine Furlong, thank you indeed for your email from Oilgate, County Wexford. Special dedication from Phil Roach and all the Wexford Association, good luck to you all. Song Phil, you know about, and hi to you Phil and all the crew of the Wexford Association, no doubt they'll be taking part in the St. Patrick's Parade tomorrow in London. Larry and Catherine Furlong, great to have you along. Listen, I hope life is good in Aldgate in Wexford. Hi, John Leahy. John, have an enjoyable time in Mullingar. Fergal Flaherty, my heart is in Ireland.
My mind, I find, will wander back to my home across the sea. But I'm 15,000 miles away from the little Isle of Green. They'll all be celebrating on this St. Patrick's Day. Though my body is here in Australia, my heart's in Ireland today. So sing me the songs of my homeland, place I love so dear, where the shamrock and the clover fill up the atmosphere. So sing me the songs of Ireland on this St. Patrick's Day. Though my body is here in Australia, my heart's in Ireland today. The streets will be decorated in the green, the white, and the gold. From Cork to Derry City, its people young and old, they will dance and sing and raise a glass on this St. Patrick's Day. Though my body is here in Australia, my heart's in Ireland today. So sing me the songs of my homeland, place I love so dear, where the shamrock and the clover.
Ah, Craig, a song. Fergal Flaherty on the way. DJ Terry, brand new show with Patsy on the way at 3. Listen, you take care. Slán up this evening. Jim Corbett.
St. Patrick's Day, so my body is here in Australia. My heart's in Ireland today.
songs of my homeland, the place I love so dear.